Welcome to the Diane McClay Show, empowering life through choice. Get ready to discover new perspectives, motivation, and balance through Diane's compassionate storytelling and insightful discussions. Whether you're feeling stuck and discouraged, or curious and looking for more possibilities, Diane has your back, and she's ready to take you on a journey of self-discovery and expansion. Choice is powerful, and so are you. The Diane McClay Show starts now.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Diane McClay Show, where we are here to help you empower your life through choice. I am so grateful and so happy that I have my friend and new colleague, TK Mitchell, or T. Carrie Mitchell, who is with us today. She is going to help us figure out why aging after 60 is a graceful, artistic, powerful place to be. TK is an inspired aging motivational speaker, a contributing author to 60 and Me, a health coach for integrated nutrition. She's certified in aromatherapy, an ageless grace educator, and the founder of Lifestyle 120. TK, did I get it all? Welcome in. Thank you for being here. I'm super excited.
Thank you. I'm just like, is that me? Wow.
That is you, right?
That's good. Nice to be here, Diane. How are you today?
I am doing amazing. I know we had a little mix up the last time you and I were supposed to meet, so that makes just the anticipation even more. I know today we're going to talk, we got about 25 minutes to sort of talk to more mature women. I like the way you put that. Yeah. About, you know, what's the good side? What's the upside of being healthy and happy and living the life you want after 65? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, here's my lead in. I'm 52. So somewhere in the show, what are a couple secrets that I have yet to discover, but you can share with me once I hit that 65?
Awesome.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. And I know we've got a couple nature pictures we're going to roll in a little later,
okay.
But short little intro about who are you? And then tell me what Lifestyle 120 is, because I'm super curious about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I just real quick, a little piece of my story is that, you know, after caring for my sick mom, overcoming my own health issues naturopathically, and then wondering what the future held after my 32-year public school teaching career, like many listeners, I too have been searching to what's next. And so my friends were so amazed at my health transformation and consulted with me to help put them on a better path. Then I began thinking, how can a baby boomer woman become more prosperous in every area of her life? And then what would be the secrets to her success? So you see, I knew that I didn't want to retire the same way my colleagues and relatives had to retire in the past. I was certain that I had more important work to do and to continue my life of service, but in a different way. So I went back to school, got health certified, blended my love for teaching and wellness, and started my holistic coaching, motivational speaking business at the age of 62.
Wow. That's
and awesome. Yeah. And so because I wanted to inspire mature and seasoned women to step into their power and achieve what was most important to them, I created Sprout Your New Life, which is a comprehensive and sustainable empowerment program specifically designed to prepare courageous women for a beautiful second half. So my vision is to show women how to release that limited mindset of, I'm too old to pursue my passions. My best years have passed. I'm not good enough or smart enough, all these things. Then make those positive shifts in their thinking to reclaim their health, their confidence, their purpose, and their power, so they can do amazing things in their golden years. So I know that if a woman wants to experience more joy and more prosperity in the second half, she must tap into the secret tools that will lead to her success.
Right. And I know, let's cover this real quick. So I know you don't have to go into all the detail of all the steps, but I know one of your secrets is you have 7 steps.
Yes.
Things that you believe are critical to prosperity. And let's be clear for our listeners, prosperity, correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't necessarily mean bringing in tons of money.
That's it. It means so many more things. Yes.
Okay. So let's tell the listeners, because we promised them that they would get this. What are the 7 steps or the 7 things?
Okay.
That you think just you can name them and do a little bullet point about them.
Okay.
About how women can be more prosperous after they retire and when they get that aged wisdom.
Okay, let me just run through them then. You know, like I said,
sure.
I've transformed myself many times over the last 10 years. And what I have learned is that in order to experience or in order to increase your chances of living a long, fulfilling life, 7 lifestyle elements must be practiced. The first, of course, is nourishing your body with fresh, wholesome foods, making a conscious decision to avoid highly processed foods laden with salt and fat and sugar and preservatives. Now, the second one is establishing a regular fitness routine. I know people, some people groan about that. Okay, but our bodies were meant to move and devise, and devising a plan then to move more will help to keep it working properly. Third is getting proper sleep. You know, we all need to be well rested in order to accomplish our daily tasks, right?
Yeah. Right.
And the fourth is the importance of a comfortable and inspiring living space that's free of clutter and toxicity. We want to make sure that our surroundings are conducive to inner peace and creativity. The fifth is nurturing healthy and meaningful relationships, keeping in touch with those we care about and building new friendships.
Right,
the
that makes sense.
The sixth is generously giving to ourselves through community service. And the seventh lifestyle element is pursuing our passions, pursuing our interests and dreams. That's what keeps us relevant and passionate about life. And I believe that all of these need to be synced up and in order for us to live a life that promotes health and wellness. But, you know, now there's a secret sauce to all this. I listed the 7. Oh, my gosh.
Secrets in the sauce. Come on.
Secrets in the sauce. Yeah. Okay, so you think people probably listen and go, okay, yeah, I know. I know all that. But the secret sauce is I think that none of the 7 lifestyle elements are sustainable without the spiritual component. Mm. Now, I think that in order to experience whole health and to fulfill the desires of our heart, a lifeline must be circulating through our everyday experiences. And this lifeline is an integral system, or an internal integral system, of fundamental universal truths, and it's the essence of my messaging.
And so let's get into that. I'm going to interrupt you for a second, but let's get into that. But before we got on the air, you shared with me, and I think this is a brilliant quote, that nature is my spiritual supplement.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Meaning an additive. So Olivia, if you could just roll those, couple of those nature pictures.
Oh, cool.
While we're talking, one of the things I'd like to say is I completely agree with you in having that meaningful faith or spirituality, whatever that looks like, whether it's God or spirit or universe.
Right.
Whether you're in touch with the ground or in touch with the land. For me personally, and the pictures that I'm rolling are actually from my Pacific Northwest area, beautiful mountains, beautiful rivers, beautiful flowers. And the irony in one of them is that there's a beautiful yellow flower that's considered a noxious weed. It's invasive. It's not native. It takes over, but it's crazy beautiful. And it actually sustains, you know, bees and hummingbirds and that kind of thing.
Awesome.
So to me, nature provides this really interesting, unique, dynamic sense of always bringing something into balance.
Absolutely.
And that's what I feel like I take from your statement, nature is my spiritual supplement. Mm-hmm. So let's jump into when you have the supplement of nature, talk a little bit about how you've created this this rhythm and this harmony with your spiritual self and what works for you.
Yeah, you know, I just love communing with nature. And I think that was one of the things that sort of inspired me at looking at your picture, because you're always in nature. I mean, you know, that's what you do.
I try.
Right. So yeah, it is my spiritual supplement. You know, spending time in natural settings offers me inspiration, peace and tranquility, and provides me with an opportunity to relate to spirit on multiple levels. And I'm thinking, I know you know this song by Carole King, You've Got a Friend. So, you know, winter, spring, summer, and fall, all you have to do is call.
Right.
So I think that nature is available to us. It will support us. It will guide us and nourish us. If we allow ourselves to tap into this profound energy that's available in nature, I believe we can transform ourselves and become something new and magnificent every day. It's our friend. You've got our friend in nature.
Well, real quick, and I also want to call out the fact that you have created a recipe book of Sip the Garden, right?
Sip the Garden, Fun Easy Drinks.
Amazon.com. So yes. It's essentially bringing nature into your body to help create and sustain that nourishment.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for showing that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So this is actually a very timely conversation for me to be hearing, and I'm going to actually replay it for my wife at the, another week or so.
Yes.
But my wife is retiring from a very hard job at UPS.
Mm-hmm.
So she's 55, not 62 or 65. So the beauty is, she's got the ability to retire early and start this prosperous process that you are going to talk about.
Yes.
But you know, the body is kind of tired and broken from all the hard work that she's been doing. So what would you say to women that are not quite at 62 or 65, but they're kind of getting there?
Yes.
And they're stepping into this new space of being retired.
Mm-hmm.
What are a couple of key things that you would coach your clients on, or that you would suggest to people that are kind of in this transitive state of, I'm not sure where I belong here, and I'm not sure where I belong there, and I got to figure it out?
Well, you know, as I was saying, really about that internal support system, and that is so essential. And it's hard to tap into it, because what we're always thinking about is, oh, I'm supposed to eat correctly. Oh, I need to exercise. Oh, I need to do this and that. All those are wonderful, you know, the lifestyle components. But we're talking about the internal system of fundamental universal truths. And I wanted to explain just very briefly what that is. It is love and compassion for yourself and others. It's your thoughts and your words. It's accepting responsibility and honoring your commitment to the choices you make in life. Because I know your program is all about choices.
I've got choice right here on my wall.
Choices, right, exactly.
I'm so glad you brought that in.
Yes, choices that you make in life. It's about trusting and believing. Got to believe. And it's also about, sometimes this is harder for people, is having courage.
And my passion. Other word.
Yes. Yeah, no, right. Exactly. Getting excited, woo-hoo, all over again about the rest of your life. It's about expectations and planning and being open to becoming vibrant during the next critical time in your life. So I show women how to access this internal support system and apply it to daily living and fertilize their consciousness then with the substance that will allow them to grow and flow.
Nice.
You know, it just seems like, based on my observations and conversations with women, Diane, those that are seeking optimal health, it seems to be this is the missing link to sustainable success. So the body, mind, spirit connection is there. It has become the main ingredient in my formula for wellness and the critical component to living a long, satisfying life.
So what would you say would be one thing if people, so we're going to make sure people can connect to how they can connect with you at the end of the show.
Okay.
But obviously we can't hot seat coach someone in 25 minutes.
Exactly.
But if someone feels like this component is missing, this internal system of fundamental truth, what's the first step that you would encourage them to do to start discovering or being curious about what that means or how it could benefit them?
Well, I think the very first step for anyone who is seeking newness is to connect with your heart yourself. Because, you know, like you're saying, your wife is coming out of a very stressful job. She needs time to just sit and be. And I don't know if she enjoys nature as much as you do, but sometimes nature can provide that. Just to allow yourself some space to actually, not just to think, but just to sit and be and experience what's happening at this particular point in your life. I think that's really critical. People don't take the time to be with themselves. And that's part of that spiritual component too, is, you know, meditation, having your quiet time, whether it's playing music or just sitting outside or whatever it is, you need to sort of, what would be a good word to decompose maybe, or something like that.
Like decompress a little bit.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
What's coming to mind as you're talking about is actually courage is coming up that, you know, for a lot of us, whether it's a 30-year career or a 35-year career or even a 10 or 15-year career, when we're faced with a significant change, there's a shedding that has to happen, right?
Right.
you know, we had purpose and we had meaning in whatever that career was, and now we don't have it.
Yes.
And I think courage is coming up for me because it's having the courage to be okay without that.
Yes.
In our household, we're not using the word retirement.
Yes.
Retirement to me has a very heavy, negative, right. You know, you're retiring the racehorse and you're just waiting for it to die kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We've actually adopted the word graduation. My niece and nephew are
born. And I use that too. Yeah, graduation. Yeah.
So college, you know, college and high school graduation is about celebrating and embracing moving on. And it doesn't require as much courage, right? Because you just do it, whether it's a vocational school or college. But when you retire, there's this energy that comes with it, which is like, I'm losing my identity or I'm losing who I am.
Yes.
And I think courage is coming up because it's about inviting people to just be with themselves and to be okay that whoever they show up as in that moment is actually fine. Would you agree with that?
I agree 100% because I think that sometimes we, like you said, we place our identity in the jobs. And what I'm offering the boomer women is to let's tap into your passions and your purpose. And surprisingly, many feel that, oh, I didn't realize that was my purpose. See, the job is not your purpose. You have so many skills and talents to offer to the world. You were offering them, probably didn't realize that, to the company. But now we'll take those and develop them further and see where that takes you out into the rest of your life. So, yeah, it's not about at all, I think, about the job. It's about who you are and what you can offer yourself and be happy and exuberant and just excited about life all over again. Yeah.
You know, and I'm curious, like, what would you do? Like, what's something you would do to take a client through kind of discovering that purpose? And I'll tell you what I do real quick is I have kind of a 3-step or 4-step question, which is, what can I do? Like, and this is list everything. If you can clean gutters on a roof, list it. If you can create a song, list it.
Yes.
So what can I do? Mm-hmm. What am I willing to do?
Yes.
And what am I not willing to do?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think as soon as you figure out what you're not willing to do, there's a lot that's off the table. But I think we forget some of those hidden passions, those hidden talents
of,
I used to draw and my job didn't let me do that or it didn't invite me to do that. And I forgot that that's something I enjoy.
Right.
So what would something you do? How would you help somebody kind of rediscover some of those hidden talents or those hidden passion or purpose?
Yeah, and it's a pretty extensive program actually to go through the steps and the questions and being involved with that. But what I highly recommend is continuous learning.
Right.
I mean, that is so important because once you leave the position that you had, once you, like you say, graduated from that company, then if you get involved in meeting new people through taking courses that interest you, could be fun, could be something you're interested in. Certainly we want to make this sure that this is all fun, the second half.
Right.
But sometimes that ignites this sort of inner light that, oh, I didn't realize, wow, that's really cool. So I would say to explore, to start exploring more. And take classes that you're interested in. It doesn't have to be heavy duty class for a particular certificate, but certainly we're talking about weekend seminars or short classes, long classes,
right.
or just meeting with people on meetups. That would be wonderful as well. But yeah, continuous learning, that's the key.
Well, you know, and something's popping up for me. You know, you have also shared with me that your age is your secret weapon.
Yes.
Right? Imagine this, that you just take a class and it doesn't matter what grade you get. You're just taking it for the knowledge in the class.
Yes.
Right. You don't have to like get a 3.5 grade point in high school in order to be accepted at a college.
Exactly.
You don't have to have like a perfect grade point to get that perfect job.
Yes.
Like now that you're 62 or 55 or 65, like imagine the freedom, the personal freedom that your age actually provides for you. You've spent most of your life figuring out what you want and what you don't want.
Yeah.
You're kind of probably at a point where you don't take much BS from anybody.
Right.
and no one is going to be like, ooh, you can't come to the grandson's birthday party if you don't 4-point your class.
Yeah, right. Don't have that.
So talk a little bit. We only have a few more minutes left, but let's jump in real quick about Sprout Your New Life program. I know you said it's extensive. So how can people get a hold of that, or how can they get more information from that? Okay. And then give me a couple more secrets before we end the show.
All right. Well, yes. First of all, what I want to say is that, this is the perfect time to reinvent yourself. I would venture to say that, like you were saying, that many of our listeners have more choices than they had, say, 20 years ago. You know, the kids are gone, you're retired, or you graduated, or approaching graduation, or looking to align your life with your passion. So you may be living alone, wondering how to prepare for your next chapter. And because of your experiences and life challenges, you know a lot, you've been through a lot. So yeah, this is the time. This is the perfect time. And I say that I want boomer women to know that they can overcome current challenges, reinvent themselves, and evolve into the most amazing, dynamic individuals they were meant to be, and have fun doing it.
That sounds crazy powerful to me. Like, who doesn't want that?
Yes, it's crazy powerful. Yeah.
Who doesn't want to nourish the last part of their life,
right,
transform themselves into who they want to be and live the life they want, and flourish and have fun while doing it? I mean, those are the three components of your Lifestyle 120 website and the Sprout Your New Life, right?
Yeah. I one of my missions is to change the world's view on aging. So the global perspective is positive, not negative. And I believe that my programming inspires women over 50 to step into their power, awaken the divine feminine, shine their light, and make a profound contribution in the world, and be all they were meant to be. Yeah. And I would say, too, that, see, the pandemic has forced a lot of us to pivot.
Right.
But I'd like to challenge everyone to consider your pivot as something that you've chosen because you want to invent something fresh and new rather than something you were forced into.
Right. You know, and in my book, I did a contributing chapter to Dreaming Big, Being Bold. And I actually, one of my lines is that, you know, you get to choose your life, you know, make your decisions and make your life about choice, not circumstance.
Yes.
We don't get to choose what happens to us, but we very much have the power to choose what we do with it, how we learn from it, what we grow from it. And and more importantly, we get to choose if and how that defines us.
Yes.
And I think you're talking about some steps that I coach on, which is creating awareness, being aware of some options, making a choice from an option you create, and then stepping into a meaningful place of action based on the awareness you created, the options you made, and the choices you had. Would you agree?
I agree 100%. Absolutely. Yeah.
So people can get your wonderful Sip the Garden book on Amazon.com, right? And they can just order it from there.
They can.
People can sign up if they go to www.lifestyle120.com. Is that right?
I would say that, you know, if my message resonated with our listeners today, I invite them to visit lifestyle120.com and sign up for my complimentary weekly newsletter to get inspiration, wellness tips, recipes, and more. And also, please subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram.
You know, I actually did subscribe to your channel because I was anticipating this graduation and this emancipation from an old job.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not 65 yet, but you make me look extremely excited about getting there. You know, your 3-minute YouTube clips, the quick tip of the day, you know, the spiritual kind of aha that is showing up, I have found to be very helpful to me. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
You know, and the other thing I would say is you have some amazing articles. You have contributed to 60 and Me.
Yes.
Right. That's the name of the
60 and Me community. Right. It's a community. Mm-hmm.
Right. And people can find you with under TK Mitchell or T. Carrie Mitchell.
Right.
But you have a very wide variety of articles on 60 and Me in all the categories we spoke about today: health, wellness, spirituality, connecting to nature, financial, all of that, right?
Yeah, right.
Now, real quick, we talked about nature. You had one little quick story that you wanted to kind of share with people about why nature is your supplement. Do you still want to share that, or do you have other secrets that you'd like to share in the last couple of minutes?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was saying, you know, earlier that that's kind of how I operate. I know that if I'm coming into a place that's kind of challenging, I would like to immerse myself in nature. And I would say that nature doesn't so much all the time give me the answers to what I'm asking, but what it does is it sort of opens me up to receive what I need to receive.
Absolutely.
So that's why it's so wonderful. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I just love the beaches and the mountains and
And you are in beautiful, just outside of Chicagoland.
Right outside of Chicago.
Decorative trees are blooming right now.
Oh, they are. We win the Arbor Day Award every year.
Well, TK, this has been an awesome kind of like a super quick introduction. As I ask all of my favorite guests, we can never really get into the weeds the way we want to.
Mm-hmm.
Can I invite you back? Will you come back?
Oh, I would love to come back. Thank you.
Of your vibrancy and your wisdom.
Oh my gosh, let's do this again. For sure.
That would be awesome.
Thank you.
Again, people can find you, your website,
www.lifestyle120.com. Right.
Okay. Subscribe to TK's YouTube channel. People can find me on YouTube as well. DianeMcLean.com is my website. And, you know, my YouTube channel it's being built. We have all of our archived episodes from Transformation Talk Radio here and from the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group that we've been a part of. So we'll just ask our listeners, please support us. You know, please
support.
If you like what we're saying, connect with us by email, you know, see what our programs are about. And as always, I just like to sign off with, first of all, thank you for being here. And I just like to remind people that they have the choice, they can empower their life and they can engage their choice.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
It's been a pleasure.
TK, last parting word before we sign off.
Yes. And you know, I think this is so important. I just say that a transformational journey requires guidance and support. So whoever's listening, like I said, this resonated with you. If you're ready to plant the seeds for your future, check out Sprout Your New Life, our life-affirming program that can help nourish, transform, and position you to flourish in your second half.
Absolutely. TK, thank you, my
thank
friend,
you. Thank you.
My mentor. Thank you for your energy. Have a great day. Thanks for being
you
here.
You too. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Diane McClay Show, where you are empowered to enact change in your life through choice. You know that little voice in your head that's been telling you to pursue that passion project? Or maybe it's been screaming for you to go outside and explore the great outdoors. That voice is you, and you deserve to be heard. Listen, make a choice, make a change, and watch yourself grow. For more information about Diane or to work with her personally, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.